AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. President Obama used a rare Oval Office address to reassure Americans shaken by the recent attacks in Paris and California. He vowed the U.S. will overcome this new phase of terror threats. The president called for cooperation between private companies and law enforcement to ensure potential attackers can't use technology to evade detection. And he urged Congress to make it harder to purchase powerful assault weapons.
Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies, no matter how effective they are, cannot identify every would-be mass shooter, whether that individual is motivated by ISIL or some other hateful ideology. What we can do and must do is make it harder for them to kill.
Of the two shooters in San Bernardino, the president said the two of them had gone down the dark path of radicalization. The Justice Department is expected to launch an investigation this week into the patterns and practices of the Chicago Police Department after recent protests over a video showing a white police officer shooting a black teen 16 times. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. There's good news on the health front for a former president.
The 91-year-old former president announced in August that he had been diagnosed with brain cancer. But Jimmy Carter says his most recent brain scan shows no sign of the cancer. Doctors had targeted the tumors with radiation, and Carter's also been taking doses of Keytruda, a recently approved drug that helps the body's immune system seek out cancer cells. Carter shared his good news with the Sunday school class he teaches at Maranatha Baptist Church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia.
When I went this week, they didn't find any cancer at all, so I have good news.
Yeah. I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities say a small plane crashed and burned at Southern California's Apple Valley Airport, killing both people on board. This is AP Radio News. The first U.S. shipment of groceries and other astronaut supplies in months is flying toward the International Space Station.
Congratulations around the Mission Director Center here at the Atlas Space Flight Operations Center. SS Deke Slayton II, welcome to space.
That's NASA's Rob Navius after liftoff Sunday afternoon. If the orbital ATK capsule arrives Wednesday as planned, it will represent the first U.S. delivery since spring. Director George Lucas, one of the entertainment greats, presented with a Kennedy Center honor Sunday night. He attended a White House reception with President Obama before the show.
George Lucas recently shared one of his regrets. He told a reporter, "I never got the experience that everyone else got to have. I never got to see Star Wars." Well, George, let me tell you, you missed out. It was really good.
Also honored, Carol King, Cecily Tyson, Rita Moreno, and conductor Seiji Ozawa. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.